let's get to the decision. Stay or leave.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Stay or Leave, the Mavs recap podcast by a bunch of North Americans who have to watch it illegally. I'm Mike Carrozza. Joining me, as always, is Lindsay Adams. Say hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Andrina Learmont. Say hi, Andrina.
What? Hello. Hi.
Chris Mejia can't be with us tonight, and that means that we get to have a special guest. And who's the first person I'm going to think of to come on the podcast? You know it. You know her. You love her. It's Kix McRae. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
We're back at it. We're going super fast tonight because Lindsay has to go do a spot, and we...
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's fine. Okay, let's dive right in. What the fuck? Okay, so...
Oh, God.
This was an eventful week.
It was.
Well, we start off with the commitment ceremony on episode 21, and Morena
right.
And Tony. Did we forget about them? Because I forgot about them.
I forgot about her being so dramatic.
Honestly, good riddance to her.
I forgot because we were done with them.
Yeah.
Good riddance is the summary of Morena and Tony. Morena and Tony.
Yeah, Morena. Yeah, thank you. I'll say this about them. Her not showing up, I was like, of course. And then she shows up and she's like, you didn't think I'd let him have the last word? And nobody, like, she was expecting people to hoot and holler for her. And nobody gave a flying fuck. Nobody could care
right.
less. People were like, Morena, just fucking sit down, please. And frankly, I'm so over her. I don't give a shit.
I'd like to agree. I think it was time for them to go. Goodbye. Morena did it in the most absolutely batshit way, which is really on brand for her.
What an insane thing.
Yeah, she like coordinated the late entrance. She like,
oh, God.
I don't know what she wanted from that moment, but she got it, I guess. And then
she
storms out after writing good riddance.
And then
and,
leaves for good. She's not going to do the
for
reunion
everybody.
For sure. I mean, whatever. Morena, fucking grow up, dude. I don't know what else to fucking say. She triggers me in a way that, like, I don't know how to explain, and I'm not going to try to. I don't fucking like Morena.
Fair.
She keeps telling Tony to grow up. Oh, you're like, you're 52 or 53. Act like it.
Yeah,
girl, you're 57. You should act like it. This is not the behavior that I would expect from anyone who's lived that long of a life. I don't know.
I can't give
well,
a shit.
Well, it's just like embarrassing. I also feel like I get a really good sense of exactly what her exercise. You know how she's an exercise teacher?
Yeah.
Or like she teaches a workout class. I feel like I have a really good idea of everything that goes on in that class, and I want nothing to do with it.
Oh, God.
Like she's just reading from her fucking book.
Yo, that sucked.
I think that at the commitment ceremony, everyone else is like pretty normal, keeps doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Jackie and Ryan are absolutely unhinged as
I mean,
usual.
Veronica gets a talking to because she's been so
right.
dismissive of Elliot. And then the experts are kind of like, do you know that you're like reacting that way? Like your nonverbal communication is super dismissive. And then she's like, yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah,
goes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is even worse. What I think is nuts is Afina wrote stay. Adrian
yeah, exactly.
wrote stay.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute bananas behavior. Could not.
It was brushed over.
Yeah.
I smiled.
Well, we see them on the couch and he's trying to tell her what to do and tell her
yes.
what not to say and how
yeah.
to act.
Yeah,
and everyone seems
stuff.
To be like overhearing it and doing nothing and saying nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, I know that later on...
She was so smug and sure she was going to chase Day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. When he was like, we don't need to hear what she has to say.
Right, and Davey's even like, you have to look to him for permission, it looks like. Excuse me. But like, nail
yeah.
on the head, why aren't the experts picking up on this shit? And why are they enabling this garbage?
Dave speaks up. He's like, look how hurt she is.
I know. And it's
yeah.
fucked.
Now we finally have someone rallying for Afina's after like all these weeks
so
of her
long.
Suffering.
Well, and Afina doesn't even care, really. She's just like, yeah, okay. Like,
she's honestly, I think she's made peace with this not going anywhere. And she's just like, look, my kid's being taken care of right now. And I'm going to get it laid here. Like, this dude is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they look at his body language on the couch with her and think that for a second he gives a shit about her at
Could
all.
not give less of a fuck.
Right.
This man is
Could not
not
give
right.
less of a
This
fuck.
guy sucks
No,
ass.
I hate him. And I hated Athena at this point. I was like, all
I'm
right, I'm
over it.
fucking done with
Yeah.
you.
I don't know why you would want to write stay. Like, oh, let's go back to the good times. Girl.
But it does feel like learned helplessness is a thing. I don't know. I pity her at this point.
For sure.
That's not cool, though.
I do, but also like Athena was in like a 15-year relationship, right? So I feel like she really only knows how to like be ride or die with somebody. She only knows how to be like, okay, we're together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She thinks this is real.
I still am like, you know, you're on TV
Yeah.
and you, if this is how like her son's dad treated her and she was fine with it, then it's like, I don't
Well, they
even.
had a kid to stay together, so
Basically,
what does that
yeah.
tell you?
I don't care for it one bit. Speaking of, we don't need to talk about most of them. We could talk about Karina and
Yeah.
Paul. Paul, blubbering fucking loser he is, on the couch being told that's irresponsible behavior. What should we do with you? Explain to us why we should keep you in this experiment. The answer is you fucking shouldn't, dude. I don't know what you're asking this guy to tell you why he should stay. You're fucking stupid, buddy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? He punched a fucking door, a hole in a door. He punches a hole in the
So
door,
funny.
and his wife is like, "Ah, it's fine. I don't see that in him." It's like you witnessed it. You saw it
Yeah.
happen. And then we learn more about Karina this week, which, by the way, fucking who
Fuck
cares? Fucking
her.
I can't deal with her.
I feel like Karina is the kind of person who spends too much time being like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, she would bother me because she doesn't know how to just like
Yeah.
do some shit.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything going on in her fucking brain.
Yeah,
She called
dude.
herself an empath. As soon as she goes, I'm an empath, I was like, goodbye.
Huge red flag.
Huge red flag.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny that when Alessandra asked him, did you hurt your hand? He was like, oh, no, my hand is okay. My hand is, oh, yeah, thanks for asking about my hand. She's like, I don't care about your hand. I don't care if it hurts. I want to know how hard you hit the wall. Like,
Yes, yes.
what do you think this is, dude? I
Yeah.
loved
That
that.
response
That was my
reminds me
favorite part of the commitment ceremony.
that part reminds me of a TikTok where like a dentist is trying to like get the dental assistant to hand him a syringe, so he kind of like it does this with his hand, and then the person in the chair keeps doing the other side of what looks like a heart, and he keeps doing it and then has to nudge the hand down to get a syringe to use in the patient's mouth. That's the
Yeah, I've seen
awkwardness of
that.
that. That's what that
And then he
reminded me
charges them
of.
extra for that, for the time.
Fucking insanity, dude. This is one of my favorite weeks in the experiment, though. So we are gonna go ahead and
Same.
say that. The couples retreat is the best. There's no escaping it. You guys are around each
No.
other. People are gonna see how you really are with each other. And this is also why I was like, Adrian and Athena are gonna look like Adrian's gonna put on a show and whatever.
No, I mean, yeah, the couples retreat was fucking clutch.
It's like 3 nights at dinner party. Excuse me.
Well, and it's also like Lauren gets, so let's talk about
Yo,
Lauren and Clint
we're
for a
gonna go right
second.
there. All right, lead
Oh,
us,
they're
lead the way,
so
Lindsay.
complicated. I think we should go
Oh,
right to Lauren
kids.
and Clint because they're setting the stage for the couples retreat.
Okay.
So like essentially the whole couples retreat is Lauren and Clint versus everybody. Everybody is giggling and laughing, even like everybody's getting along, even though everyone hates Adrian, everyone hates Elliot,
Like they
but
all have
like
their moments.
fucking
Like Jackie puts her foot in her mouth with
yeah.
the Ryan thing, and Ryan has a moment too, and even that all pales in comparison to what the fuck is happening with Clint and Lauren.
Well, Lauren is just a vile fucking creature,
Yes.
and
she deserves to be called that. She's just becomes more and more vile, and like it creates an environment that's honestly some of the best TV I've ever seen, where like
Yes.
the villains, all the villains direct their villain behavior towards the correct villain, and you're like the only people backing Jamie are Jackie and Adrian,
Yeah.
which is wild.
Crazy.
Never in a million years would have seen this coming.
The voice
Yeah,
of
at
reason
all.
is Adrian and Jackie,
Yeah.
two of the biggest
Yeah.
dunces in the world, two of the biggest dunces
Yeah.
that the Dunce Cap Factory celebrates when they hear about them.
Which, if you had told me this, I would have been like, well, what did Jamie do then? You know? But it's
Yeah,
like, we
right.
saw it play out, and
Yeah.
she is in the right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Lauren and Clint, though, like, Clint at the commitment ceremony said, I gotta Google what an alpha male is, I guess. And it turns out he Googled alpha male and it says, be a doormat,
Yeah.
because that's what he
We got
becomes.
new merch, by the way. It's a doormat with Clint's face on it. That's what we're doing now.
Truly, he's such a pussy. I can't believe he's rich.
No, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
He's also a golfer.
Yeah,
What
true.
kind? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
That's how
rich
he
from
got this money.
golf.
I forgot.
Yeah. The softest
I
hands.
feel like if you golf, though, you have to have money as a default. Like, you don't start golfing poor.
Tell
Yeah.
that to the legend of
Yeah.
Bagger Vance. I'm kidding.
So Clint is just a stupid little bitch the whole way through. Lauren
Yeah.
blatantly lies to his face, and he looks like a fucking tool. Lauren's like, no, we're friends. Then tells everybody I have no spark, and he's like, you know what? I don't believe that at all. And you're like,
He's like, I'll believe my
shut
wife.
up. I also desperately want to know what it is Lauren does for fun, because like she's just
Thank
really
you.
fucking boring. She's judgmental. She's sitting there all prim and proper, just being like, you guys are all such animals. It's like they're having fun, okay? Which is like something like it's just the two of them sitting there.
The way she has fun is literally what she got to do. Judge other people
Yeah.
from a distance. Them having their own private little dinner party at home is, first of all, why keep cutting to them? Disgusting. The editors and producers should have just been like, they're not here. They don't get any fucking camera time. Go fuck yourselves, you fucking little dweebs. And instead, we kept cutting to them like, who gives a shit? And they get to enjoy their
Well,
night like that.
I'm not trying
Yeah.
to be a bitch, but her tits looked crazy. Like she looked like I just like also it in her
What do you mean?
just at the dinner party that she had at her house. I don't know if you guys
I
can circle
mean,
back
yeah.
to how absolutely out of control weird her tits look.
Oh, they're
Explain,
fake.
because
They're huge.
They just look gigantic. And
yeah.
her on her
Yeah.
tiny little body, they look like a little they look she looks like when if you were to like show a robot of a hot woman, like if you were to make a sex doll,
She is a Stepford wife.
yeah, it's
It looks
really
like she got work
gross.
done to
And she
be
wants
that,
to be.
like the image of a Stepford wife. And
Yeah.
look,
Yeah.
is Lauren hot? Yeah. But her personality, so ugly.
Yeah.
So
Tanks
ugly.
it. Disgusting. Genuinely, so like every time, so she'll come up on screen. I'll be like, oh, she's pretty. I like that outfit on her. She's, yeah,
Terrible.
she's hot. And then she says something. I'm like, ugh. Oh my God, the
And her
crone.
ability to kind of just keep level the entire time, like, just causes people like Jamie to be more agitated and louder and louder and louder. And she knows
Right.
it, and she weaponizes it. And her little
She
cutesy, like,
loves it.
her little cutesy self, it's like no wonder other people feel like they have to come to her defense. She doesn't need a defense. She's a very strong woman.
No.
She's just in the wrong a lot.
If we go
Yeah.
back to If we go back to the wedding when we met Lauren's sister,
Yeah.
ugh.
She didn't.
she deserves her.
Damn,
She
dude.
fucking, they
Damn,
deserve each
dude. Yeah.
other.
Damn.
Okay, so that dynamic, it's obvious that her sister has a ton of resentment for her. Like, okay, it's literally, I had a whole conversation with Brennan about this, about, so it's, he's like, oh yeah, she's 100% the family scapegoat. And typically the scapegoat is the person in like the family dynamic that sees the dynamic for what it is, the toxicity. And so as a way of shutting them down, you basically make them feel like they're crazy. So then they start like, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, oh, you're the problem child in the family. You're the problem. You're the problem. And so the person is like, okay, then watch me be a problem.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
classic.
what I did at least.
But Kix, we texted today about this week's episodes, and Kix,
Yes.
as always, expert on the bullshit white woman poll.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for setting the stage. And now I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, good liver.
Yeah. Little bit of pressure, but luckily I have our texts here. We could use that like as a
Okay.
reference.
Okay. I was like, yeah, maybe just
Oh
read
yeah, I
this.
was thinking about that. I was like, you know, we should use our texts.
Oh yeah.
As reference points too, because I feel like in the moment we're really getting some hot takes.
Our group chat has not been very reliable lately because we're all watching at different times, so we're trying not to spoil
I
stuff.
know.
But it does happen where we're like, did we all watch? Okay, now here it is, and then Chris will just spam us with Jackie's Instagram. And
Oh
no,
God.
okay, Jackie's Instagram is a gift. It is a gift. I gotta tell you, she is such a mess and she drags everyone so hard. Her Instagram convinced me that for the entire show, she's just been trying to make Ryan look like a giant idiot.
Like it's hard?
Yes,
It's
because
not
she just
hard.
constantly, like, she starts to sound reasonable in her Instagram stories. Like, she's not, she's crazy, but like, then
Bananas.
you see her do shit like the testosterone thing, and you're like, oh, you're just trying to make him look stupid. And that's
Okay,
so
let's
funny.
talk about this
She
testosterone
doesn't have
thing.
to try that hard because if the testosterone thing is true, which it is,
No.
all you have to do is say it out
I'm sorry,
loud.
the first thing that we hear from, yeah, that's nuts. The first thing we hear from the guy is, where have all the warriors gone? Like, let's be honest. This guy is like a mess
Right.
from get-go. He is a nightmare of a person, and she somehow is a very different flavor of the same nightmare. They are both, like you get at a fork in a road, and a demon says pick a door. They're on both doors. Like, that's what they are. They fucking, I'm so mad at both of them. But this whole thing, finally get a girls' night, and Jackie's like, okay, can I ask you guys a question? You guys all go to the gym, right? Do they save up their testosterone and they like kind of like basically we only have sex if it's like after the gym or if he decides he's not going to the gym? Like, we never have any morning sex because, well, no, listen to me. He says that he's got to save his testosterone because it's better for working out. I don't know. Sounded like a myth to me. Is that normal? I've never dated a gym guy before. Oh, it's not normal? Yeah, we can laugh about it. He has to save his cum for the gym. You know, it's
He
just so
has to save his
stupid.
cum for the gym. How else do you get a neck that thick?
Even though supposedly her ex was ripped.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Remember that?
That's right. I know. I thought of that too. She was like, I'm not used to dating gym guys. And I was like, oh, weird, because he was
Yeah.
like, didn't you say he was like a
Yeah,
goddess?
body of a Greek god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is it,
Yeah.
Jackie? We know
Yeah.
she's insane though, so we'll just accept it. I don't really care at this point.
Yeah, we will.
That's how it is now. Like every, but I really am enjoying the fact that like we've all accepted she's insane. We've all accepted Ryan's insane. Every now and then they pop in and say something, and you're like,
Well, that's the best part.
yeah, like I guess it's cool Jackie's backing Jamie,
Yeah.
and then Ryan is like this clossless
Yeah.
Beth.
I mean, that's the whole
Oh my
thing is
God.
like literally Jackie brings us to the attention of people. They're around the fire outside. Everybody's like, "Okay, we're talking about us. We're talking about them. Hey, Ryan, we have to know. Jackie told us about this thing you do. Give us the deets." And he's like, "Ah, that's private between me and my wife. And it's just the way I live my life and how I've been doing it for 15 years. And
That
I told
shit.
her in confidence, and now my trust is betrayed. Anyway, sweetie, can we go talk over there for a second?" And then they go over there and they talk, and he's like, "Actually, if this happens and keeps happening, I think this marriage is gonna be done." And she's like, "Okay." And Beth comes over and she's like, "Hey, look, I don't understand the logic of it, and I would really love to learn. So is it because you would prefer to like save your cum for the gym rather than fucking your wife's pussy or what?" And then he's like, "Where's your class? You're just gonna say fuck? You're classless, Beth. You are such
Which
what
is
a what
so stupid. Are we not all adults? We're not, we're literally talking about sex all
No,
the
we're
time. This is what our
not.
new marriage is. We're drinking alcohol. We're having a good time. Like, well, you can't handle the word pussy? You can't handle your wife's pussy?
Dude.
He can't
No.
handle his wife's pussy. I think that's what
Dude.
it is.
And also it's coming from Beth, and her accent is hilarious. Like, have a little fun with it.
It's
Like,
so great. Yeah.
so Beth is just like, "You can't fuck your wife, dude. Like, come on, she wants to be fucked. You know what I mean? Like, come on, go fuck your wife." And he's like, "Stop saying that. Like, fucking gross. You're so classless." And the idea of like signaling classlessness or like low class, it's like, dude already thinks he's better than so many people and has proven himself not to be. Day one, drops his wife on the dance floor. Not gonna lie, it still stings him, you know? And so he's going on and on about like, "You're classless, you're classless." And then the first thing that happens at the boys' night is they all sit down and he turns to
Love
TJ and he's
this.
like, "Hey, what'd you think about your wife telling me to fuck my wife's pussy? Huh? What are your thoughts on that?" And TJ's like, "Well, you know, what are you gonna say?" He's like, "Yeah, well, I just thought like she's using language and talking about my sex life as if that's open to everybody."
That's because he's a misogynist.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
He's like, "Hey, I'm here to talk to you about your wife's behavior."
Control your woman.
That's like
Thank you.
all
of
Exactly.
that stuff
Exactly.
is very weird. It's also I have seen Ryan humbled in many parts.
Well, right now in this moment, he comes in hot thinking he's got it on Beth and TJ, and he tells
Oh,
TJ,
he's
"Your
so
wife."
ready. He's so fired up.
Yeah, he's like, "Your wife said this to me, and we would never talk about our sex life like that." And he's like, "Well, here's the thing. You told everybody that your wife gets good head." He's like, "Yeah, well, I mean, I just thought like as a woman, it
He
just
said, "I
wasn't."
made a mistake." And TJ's like, "Oh, so other people can't make
Said, "I
mistakes?"
apologize.
Yeah, and it's like, "What would you do if my wife came to your wife in front of you and said that you should do that?" He said, and then it's almost like he didn't want to have to say it. TJ kind of goes like, "Probably wouldn't call your wife classless, dude. Like, I didn't want it to
Boom.
come to this,
Honestly,
you know?" And
TJ,
just shuts it
I see
down.
TJ
It's
and Beth.
great. Well
Yeah,
handled.
dude.
I don't know, like I don't know many people that could handle something like that well. Like he
Yeah.
really did, he really had the answer.
He had the answer. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So this also the funny part about this is that the whole like girls and boys night.
Yo. So the guys' night is kind of like, that whole thing sucked, right? Let's talk about other stuff now. And it's docile and fine or whatever. Up until they're like, "Paul's still here, you guys." Like, "Oh, wait, what? Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Oh, I'm French.
Paul is such an
He
idiot.
sucks."
He's again boring.
Boring. Exceptionally
Yeah.
boring, but also like, you're gonna keep the guy that punched the door? Fuck yourself. Anyway, the girls' night is basic. It starts off like anything. People are having conversations about stuff, and then they get to Lauren and they're like, "Hey, we kind of see Clint giving it a go, and it feels like you're kind of closed off to it. We think Clint is such a great guy, and we think that you're like not really giving him a full chance. Like, what's going on there?" And she's like, Lauren's like, "I'm
Yeah.
not gonna talk to you guys about this stuff. This is not up to you." It's like, well, like that's kind of what we're doing. Like, it's literally, we're all here for this. It's kind of the point of the stuff, and we already know what's up with each other because we all talk. So you're the one that we don't know. And she's like, "No, I'm not here for that." It's like,
Yeah.
"You signed up for which show? You fucking psycho. What show did you fucking sign up for?" And so of course she starts saying, "I'm bored with this." She starts saying some stuff that's like, you know, about the whole group.
Rude.
Rude shit about the
Yeah,
whole group.
rude
And
as fuck.
Jamie fucking stands up for everybody. Athena says something. I don't remember exactly what, but she says something to stand up for
To be
everybody.
fair,
Beth does.
Athena's the one that's just popping off for no reason. Like that's what it seems like. Everyone's like, Jamie is so loud, but anytime I was like, where does Athena can basically not say anything. She put stay for Adrian. Nobody can take her seriously.
That's true. They always go for the loud ones. It's every time. It's like the second, it's like it's giving the nail that stands up gets hammered down, you know? Like that's what it's giving. And it's just like you're right, but you're all alone.
Conformity.
And but I mean, she does have backup at the girls' night. It just seems like that seems to dwindle as time passes. Like she's just more and more on her
Right.
own.
So she's not that loud at the girls' night. She's actually fine up
No.
until Lauren is like, "Yeah, I'm bored with this." And she's like, "Lauren, that's so disrespectful." Athena says something. Beth says something. Even Veronica, I think, says something. But then she leaves, and all of a sudden, Rhi and Karina are like, "I better go check on her." And it's like, it's
Yeah.
interesting that you would go after the woman who just insulted you. It's interesting that you would
Well,
go out there.
Rhi and Karina, you could tell. I mean, Rhi, I've always been suspicious of just in terms of like really being hyper aware of how she comes off and being like a very manicured presence. But I think both Rhi and Karina show that they're really trying to like manufacture some sort of like personality or idea that the public is supposed to like see them as perfect people.
I think I buy Ri more from the angle that we're getting at the dinner party, which is
I agree.
she's got anxiety in a very in a way that we are able to see. We see her anxiety on her face. Clearly, being in that moment and having to step up is intimidating, especially when clearly some of the group doesn't feel the same way. And you do kind of think Jamie is being a little loud. And may and like
Yeah,
you were
sure.
taught your whole life, you can't be that person. You can't be loud. It's disrespectful to be yelling at somebody or whatever. But Lauren deserves it. And Clint is telling her to shut the fuck up. You're like, okay, so I'm in a
Exactly.
weird position. I get it from Ri in the sense that, like, I see the anxiety in her when we're like watching this. I see her kind of dealing with
Yes.
that. And also, the next day, she and Lindsay blowing a bubble is so funny. The next day, she tries talking to Lauren, and she doesn't back her up, right? She doesn't go and say,
No.
I think what Lauren is saying is this or whatever, or she doesn't tell Jamie to not be loud. She doesn't do that.
Yeah.
The next day, she tries to talk to Lauren. Lauren gets her, like, you know, gets in her, kind not gets in her face, but like senses where the conversation is going and goes, well, I don't fucking care. I don't think that anybody should be caught. And Ree's like, I'm clearly not going to get anywhere here. And also, Ree seems like the moment there's a resistance, it's not going the way she expected it to go. She's going to back down because it's scary. She's scared. I can feel that from her.
Absolutely.
Karina is an idiot. Karina is fucking dumb.
Karina's done. No, I was just gonna say, like, yeah, I get that Rena is scared, but I also am like,
Be an adult.
come the fuck
Let's
on. Come
go.
the
Yeah.
fuck
Yes.
on. I agree, but I think we're rooting so hard. We're rooting so hard for Ree though, because we know she has it in her. And we,
Right.
I think we, and because we know she's coming from a good place,
But.
Karina is useless.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't even know why she opened her mouth.
Exactly. Lauren literally calls the women in that room a bunch of animals. Literally says
Crazy.
several times
Yeah.
is
Feral.
feral.
Boganic.
She says feral people.
Several,
Yeah.
yes, several times uses
Which I had to look
language,
up.
which is not a real word. She's coining it on the show, and
But she's coining it on the show, calling everybody boganic, and then being like, but I didn't call you a bogan. The fuck? Yes, you did.
Oh,
Yes, such a little
so I didn't
bitch.
call you a
Yeah.
bitch. I called you
Yeah.
bitchy.
Oh, we're gonna play the little semantics game and pretend like you're not calling us bitches and bogans. Like, what are we playing here?
This
Go fuck
childish
yourself.
ass shit. It's like, I don't work for a fucking newspaper. I'm not quoting you verbatim, bitch. This is what you fucking meant. Don't correct me again.
Yeah,
Like,
thank you.
that's the kind of energy I want to hit them with, because I'm like, if you're gonna run around like this, I'm coming straight for you. Like, we're cutting these fucking games.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's why I was like, I appreciate the fact that Jenny was just like straight to the point, like, hold the fuck up. Who are you talking to?
And it's all of us.
Yes, and we all know. Yes, it's all of us. All of us are trash, and we all know that it's fine because Lauren used the right tone when she said it. She didn't raise her voice. She said it with a complaint. She's obviously on something. She's very flat. She doesn't care
Yeah, she's on a
because she's
Xanax
too
or
good for
something.
everybody. She
She's
just
too
wants to
good for
sit her
everybody.
up. She's like vile, and also with Clint backing her
That
the whole
was,
time.
oh my
Master
God. Talk
doormat.
about a lapdog. I'm
I
sorry.
want to watch an A24 horror movie about those two getting fucked up. Like, you know, like a weird one where they're like together and then some weird shit happens to them.
Oh, I
I
love that.
I think that movie's called Infinity Pool, and you
Yeah,
can watch that
they are
now.
on a retreat, so it's the same thing really.
Oh.
But like they move in, they get the smallest room in the entire Hinterland house, which we should go to. I
Yeah.
want to go to Byron Bay now.
I mean,
It
which
looks
they deserve.
beautiful. So they have the small room, and Clint's like kind
I
of good
mean.
natured about it. He's like, oh, we got small room, we'll be closer. And I didn't expect them to morph into one little bitch.
Yeah, dude, I did not expect it. Clint, I thought could maybe stand up for himself, especially after Dave. Like, here's the thing. Everybody gets back and they break off into their cliques because clearly at this point we're clicking. Athena, Jamie, Beth, and their husbands are all in a room explaining what happened at girls' night to the boys. And, you know, Dave is like, I mean, Lauren has openly admitted that there's no spark. She's kind of stringing them along. There's no hope after they leave. She's just trying to get them to leave on good terms because it's a better look. There's no hope after this. And Clint is like, yeah, we'll leave and then we'll get together on the outside. No, buddy. You're done. Like, how are you this blind and
Yeah.
stupid? What's wrong with you? Oh,
He,
you
I,
got the most money out of everybody there, and you're this fucking dumb? Pay me. Fucking send me $30,000. That's a low bar. Send me so little money to you because you
Have some
fucking go fuck
self-respect. No, it's
yourself.
true. And Lauren's out here telling everybody it was his idea. She's like, he brought it up in the
And she
morning.
knows he's gonna
And they're
watch
like,
this.
wow, really?
This is the crazy part. Everyone's being recorded. What the fuck? I
I
can't wait
know.
for the
If
reunion.
he did bring it up, if it was his fucking idea, he totally did it in conversation with her being like, oh, you know, I don't even want to be here anymore. And he's like, yeah, I'm having a terrible time too. What if we just left? Do you want to just leave?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you want, I also would like that. But like, I had a nice time with the boys tonight. They were kind of nice. They said a lot of nice things about me. They believe in me. Don't quite believe in us. But like, if you want to go, maybe we should. We go. That's his attitude with this. He's such a
For
fucking little
sure.
bitch. I fucking hate Clint, honestly.
I'm trying to understand where that energy comes from because it's just like, do you not date? Do people not like you in, like in the outside world? Why are you so attached to this? And like I get wanting to like, you know, trust someone, but you literally don't
Yeah, I
know
don't
this
know.
woman.
I think he was primed to be good guy.
Yeah, I don't understand who he is as a person,
Nothing.
but like genuinely not being able to see that Lauren is not into you, you are mentally not all
Yeah,
there.
dude, I don't know what to tell you. I'll say this about people thought he's a good dude, and I don't get that because he's just been quiet and backing his
No,
wife.
he's just quiet. That's
And
it. He's
that's it.
probably
He's not a good
also
dude, he's
boring.
just
He's
nobody.
also boring. He's just really unobjectionable, just like there and, you know, chill and
The most interesting thing about him is his money.
That's the craziest
Yeah.
thing. It's like literally all that I know about him and I honestly like about him is I want his money.
I
Yeah.
agree. And he see it's and he seems to have cute dogs too.
I
He has
don't,
those
you
big
know what?
fluffy white
I don't give a
dogs.
fuck about his dogs. I'll just say that. I
It
don't give a
feels like since
fuck.
the wedding, he was just kind of primed to be the good guy, though. Because, like, she comes in, she's like, oh,
Yeah.
I've been through this before. I've been hurt before. He meets Elliot. He sees that she's not lying about that. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to be the good husband this time. So that just means, like, anything that she says goes. And everything that she doesn't like about him, he's gonna try to fix. And anything about, like, wrong with the group, he's going to agree with her. And it's just like, you're a little bitch
Yeah.
now. Like, where's your self-respect and
Loser.
personality?
Loser
There's
shit.
honestly no. There's nobody I respect less than somebody rushing to a small white woman's rescue. Woo!
Well, and that's
Like,
exactly what Karina and Rhee,
yo.
I mean, like, granted, it's white woman versus white woman
Yeah.
in this
Which
situation.
is
It's
why it's
white
so
woman.
fascinating.
Well, exactly. And like, as someone who is the loud
Yeah.
one, yeah, Jamie could have said it better. And I'm definitely not as say it with your chest as Jamie is, but I definitely have experience with the situation where you get treated like you don't have feelings because people think that like you're just super strong.
Yeah. Or the way you express them is chill. So people are like, oh yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, they're like, you're fine. So everyone rushes to Lauren's, not even Lauren's defense, but they attack Jamie.
Right, Karina said,
Yeah.
like, basically gets up and mocks her and is like, you're so loud. Fucking take it down a notch.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, excuse me. Here's the thing. I've definitely had credibility stripped from me in an argument because I've started raising my voice. And
Yeah.
people will say, like, well, you're losing this argument. The thing is, no, I'm not. Listen to what I'm saying. I am heated though now because
Yeah.
it feels like you're not listening. And that's the problem. It's like,
Yeah.
if I feel like I'm not being heard, then how do I make myself heard? I'm gonna repeat myself. I'm gonna try to find different ways for you to hear me. But if you're not listening, I'm gonna try to make so you have to listen. I'm gonna be a little louder. And so what does
Exactly.
that mean?
Anger is a valid emotion. It's an important emotion. We
Yes.
should be allowed to express it in healthy ways. I don't see anything unhealthy about the way that Jamie was expressing her anger here. She was still making sense.
She's hitting them with facts too.
And I think her anger increased at the appropriate level for, I think, built. It was like she was like, wait, what? And then someone does it, she's
Absolutely.
like, what? And then someone doesn't stand up for her, she's like, what the hell? Right? It's like, There's levels to
Yes,
it. And
absolutely.
I respect her for it, considering how much alcohol they must
I
have
do
been
too.
imbibing this entire retreat. Like, I don't think I would have held myself together that
Oh my
well under
God.
the influence. Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Chairs would be thrown.
No,
No.
absolutely. I think the bottom line from this, from the end of the retreat, the takeaway is like, Jamie is fully justified
Yeah.
in the fact that her friends did not defend her.
Jackie and
She's walking
Adrian
out of.
defended her. Like, to
I know
add
that's what
insult
I'm
to
saying.
injury, Jackie and
And
Adrian, and she
Dave.
even goes, "Thank you,
Let's not forget
Jackie."
about Dave.
Like,
Yeah.
question mark. And Dave, of course,
Well, of course.
but and
I mean,
Afinis
Dave
pipes
is the
up, and Beth
king.
is quiet, but Beth is definitely nodding when Jamie's like, she's there for support, but she's not talking. And Dave is,
Beth is like smart about it, though.
Right. She, yeah.
Adrian was like, "You told a woman to shut the fuck up. You swore at her 10 fucking times and no one's saying anything. That's not right. If this was anybody else's wife, you'd be fucking like, what do you think this is?
Adrian saying
Like,
that
who do
gagged
you think you
me.
are?"
Gagged me.
Yeah,
I had no idea
same.
he had it in him. I was like, what? He respects women?
Seriously.
Not his wife, though.
She's Greek.
That was the moment. That was when I was like, this is such good TV.
Yeah.
Because, like, Athena is kind of just like a yappy dog because she has no backbone. She does blatantly say that she just like loves getting, she didn't say that in these words, but she's basically like, I love getting railed. And
Loves it.
she's like, yeah, he's a piece of shit, but like he fucks me
Oof.
pretty good. And so
Which
like
is
at this point,
awesome.
anything I know, like any point Athena tries to make, I don't even listen, but I'm like, you know what, girl, you have
She
spirit.
does make a good point though when she says to
She
Lauren,
makes
like, you know,
several.
you were all for this show and this experiment when you were having a go at Elliot. And I felt like that got glossed over so quickly, but like she has a point. And you know,
A huge point.
she's still being a girl's girl
And
here.
that's the
Oh, yeah. I
thing. She's just
agree.
not doing a great job.
Exactly.
I get why you're like, I don't think her opinion is valid. I think her and Adrian are bullshit, and I think Adrian sucks, and her entertaining Adrian, yeah, it's all garbage. That fucking sucked. That part sucks ass. But Ifina's still like a person in all this. She's still like there. She's still paying attention and piping up and defending her friend. And when they say stuff like it was all very mean girls, which I have my own problems with, she's like, "So you're calling who are you calling mean girls? Because am I part of this? Am I now being insulted by you, the person who was defending a person that is insulting all of us?" I don't know what it is about
The
Lauren.
actual mean girl.
Something about Lauren. So here's the thing. First of all, they all need to rewatch Mean Girls because none of them, there's no Mean Girls without fucking Katie Heron. And there's no Mean Girls without Regina George. We have a Regina George. We have Lauren acting like Regina George at the end of the movie, throwing the burn book pages on the floor and leaving because Lauren doesn't show up to the fucking dinner party. And excuse me, but like the moment Jamie notices that she's not there and they sit down and they get into it and she goes, "Babe, you backed the wrong horse. She's not even here to see you defend her like this, but I am and you owe me an apology because I'm hurt and I've been your friend and I've stood up for you a million times. Where's my defense? Where is it for me?"
I know where her defense is. It's in Dave's pocket. It's the clear crystal quartz, and it's not working.
Oh, that's
That
right.
was
I
true.
mean, like,
Fuck you, Jamie.
could you love Dave anymore? Like, could you love
No,
Dave anymore?
actually, every time he's on screen, I'm just
I want to
like,
be their third so
so
badly. Like, I have never, I'm not into that. I think polyamory is really annoying at a minimum,
bad.
but like, I do want to be their third.
That's the only time it's healthy.
Respect it.
Because I would trust them. I would trust them
We
to
do,
do
Jamie.
anything.
I know. I'm like, I'll be your
I
baby.
know.
Like, I don't
There's
care.
a moment at the dinner party, and they're like, "This isn't the Jamie show." And she's like, "Well, it'd be a really fucking good show." And I'm
I know.
like,
And
"Yes,
I'm
it
like,
would."
okay, Jamie did pop off at the dinner table. I think we all do have
She
to
did.
acknowledge that
Yes,
she did
shut
start
your
telling
mouth.
everyone
Yeah,
to
that was
shut
a
their
bridge too
mouth.
far.
She drops a
I was
nuke on
like,
Veronica and Elliot. She like drops that
yeah.
nuke, which I was like all
That
for.
was honest.
I loved
I am
it.
all for
Oh
that.
yeah. That to me was like, "Oh, and if this one pipes up."
She had a ton of people telling her to shut up for half the night. So, of course, she's just gonna eventually pop off and be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck
You want me to be the villain? I'll be the villain.
That was the best way to say fuck
And it's like,
you.
Veronica, you haven't piped up to defend. You just came in to come at Jamie. You didn't do anything to help. You didn't do anything. And you know we're
Veronica,
sitting
you're a
on this.
paid actor.
Yeah, dude, straight up at this point. And then so what she drops is like, Elliot had no idea that she went to meet Lauren. And he's like, you know, this probably colored our time in the experiment together. And I just don't.
Poor Elliot, who we used to
I
hate, is like.
know. I still hate him. He did come into this like a piece of shit, but he does seem to be growing, which is like nice.
I mean, I can't wait for them to fight more. Does that make me a bad
Yeah, dude.
person? I want Elliot and Veronica to go off more. This is the spark they needed.
No, I do
I
too.
mean, yes, I'll watch the shit out of that.
Watching two shitty
Yeah.
people fight is great TV. I really enjoy it.
Unless
I agree.
it's Mike Tyson and Jake Paul,
Oh
I don't
gosh.
give a
No,
shit.
because they're both making money.
That was bad. That was a bad fight.
Yeah, and they both shouldn't be alive. So check this out, right? Okay, we had TJ, Elliot, and like two other guys on the couch discussing what was not cool about what Lauren said, because Lauren called Jamie a troll. Lauren called
Right.
Jamie a troll to TJ while sitting alone with Clint. She's like the yappy one and the troll. You're like, the troll.
Yeah, that's fucking mean.
I just need somebody to pop her in her mouth.
And they don't even know what she called Beth,
Oh, what was it?
an
The ugly
ugly
mute?
mute. She called her an ugly mute.
Yeah.
Well, and also
I didn't hear that one.
Lauren called, yes, she did call her an ugly mute, but like Lauren is also in, like, I love the cutbacks to Karina and Reed defending Lauren, and then
Yes.
Lauren being like, all of these people are fucking
Yeah.
animals. I hate every
I don't
single
care
one
about
of
any of
Yeah.
their opinions.
Meanwhile,
You're like, you
Jamie
guys
gets
are
the
so
hero
oh, she
edit.
does.
Did
Yes.
you guys love the Jamie hero montage?
Beautiful
Because, like,
word.
I loved it.
Yes.
We're standing up for everybody's.
The editors are clearly on her
Yes,
side.
the editors, production, they know. They're like, yes.
She got the hero edit. Veronica got the villain edit in a
Yes.
great way.
Yes.
Veronica got the side-by-side lying edit
Yeah.
where she was like, I did not go and meet with her.
And
And
it's
then
like,
it shows her like
and then
meeting with
Athena's
her.
like, hey, do you really want to do this? Because we
These
know.
editors are
We
fucking
know.
done with the bullshit. They're like, you know what? We've been here for too many seasons.
Yeah.
We've let too much slide. Let's end it right now. Like, there are no questions. Bitches.
I love a bomb drop. I love a
Exactly.
bomb
I
drop.
love that, but what I will say is, yes, Jamie popped off at this thing, but like also here's the thing. She is so vindicated in this moment. Lauren didn't show up. Karina is sitting in front of her saying, I'm standing up for myself tonight. I'm not going to let myself be spoken to that way. And Jamie's like, do you not see? And she lays it out. She says it so perfectly. She, like, a whole
She
minute
does.
uninterrupted, like, let me explain to you why I feel so betrayed by you. I've stood up for you. I've had your back. I was,
Yep.
I, it only got louder. It only got confrontational after Lauren insulted us all to our faces. And yet, when she left, insulting us on the way out, you went in after her. And she's like, well, I didn't back her. It's like, if you don't see how that's backing her, then I don't know what else to tell you. And then she starts insulting her a little bit more directly, calling her stupid, saying, like, I want whatever's in her drink because clearly it's fucking great. Like,
Yeah, I
she's
mean,
so
she
funny.
pops
She
off.
pops up. She's absolutely correct.
Karina's just blubbering and saying, well, I'm not a
Well,
bad
yeah.
person. I'm a nice person. I want to be friends with everybody. You can't be friends with everybody.
That's when she says she's an empath.
You
She's
can't.
like, I'm
I'm
an
an
empath.
empath.
A
I have
huge
to
red
be friends
flag.
with everyone.
I will
First of all, it's not
say,
what an
yep.
empath is. What are you fucking talking
No,
about?
it's not.
It's really not.
I love that Paul is so silent, except for the one episode where he punches a door.
He has no personality other than pure rage. Like
None.
he's
French.
literally he needed that storyline. So I feel like the producers were like, "Are you really mad? You should punch that door."
Okay, no more alcohol
Wait,
for
I want to come
you.
back to a thing that Karina said, and yet he was drinking on the retreat. I want to come back to something that Karina said. Karina said, "I'm like Switzerland, both sides." And Jamie said, "Then where was your defense for me? Because you told me to be quiet. You went out to support her. Where was my friend? Where was my side? You are not Switzerland. You were backing her, period." And here's the thing about here's the thing about Karina. We get nothing personality-wise from her or Paul the entire time. Finally, they have a
Nothing.
fight based on her fucking two rappers and being braggy about it in front of like the whitest white bread dipshits in the fucking thing. Jeff and Ree probably having to Google who the Quavo was. And like
Right.
and
I
then
heard that it was Drake and Quavo.
that's what I'm saying. Two
That's
rappers.
yeah,
Correct, correct.
people heard that.
Yeah. So
Okay.
here's the thing.
Sure.
Karina fucks these two rappers and then goes after the woman who's like, my business is super successful. I give rich people rich gifts on the behalf of other rich people. And obviously we have a budget for marketing and sponsorships. And Karina's like, no. You called me dog shit and a fucking animal, but the way she raised your voice, her voice at you, even just a tiny bit, like a couple decibels, that was a bridge too far. Anyway, I'm in your corner. I'm your best friend. Have I told you that I fucked Drake?
It's a status thing. She's a clout chaser.
Exactly. That's what I get from Karina. And I had so
Oh.
little fucking to say about her and already was like, I don't know that I even respect these two. Definitely zero respect. Absolute zero
No.
respect for these two. I don't
Well, it
give
was
a
also really
fuck.
hard to take her seriously with her dumb little hood
Okay,
on.
here's the
Like,
thing. That
it
can be
was.
done well. The headscarf can be done super well. I just hated this
I don't care. I
execution.
couldn't.
The execution was
I
dog
couldn't
shit.
take her
Yeah, no, you know what?
seriously.
It No, the
I didn't
headscarf
like
can be
her
coming in looking
so
like
bad.
I'm a saint. Like trying to look like a nun, trying to look like a, you know what I
Oh,
mean? Trying to
yeah.
look like a little angel.
I
mean,
and I
I don't
would,
fuck
I
with
mean,
that. To be fair,
okay.
I really liked her outfit. I really did think she looked really good. And so that's like
Yeah, I loved
a
it.
little disturbing. But but it was really hard to hear her being like, what? You don't understand.
She's
Fixing the
rubbing
hood the
her
whole
hair down.
time,
Yeah.
tucking her hair in. She's
Yeah.
like,
She's making sure it's still well manicured, even though she's having a conversation that's like the
well,
most
she's
intense
very
conversation of
aware
all
she's on
time.
TV.
I didn't even clock
Yes.
that. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't
Oh,
even
I cl
realize
it was
that.
so distracting to me. In every confessional, she was like, I just won't. I'm a family girl. I'm a
Yo,
family
I want to
girl.
touch
What
on
does
two
that
things before Lindsay
even?
has to leave. Just two quickly thing,
Yeah.
two quick things. Ree does apologize to Jamie, which I
Thank goodness
appreciate,
she does. We
even
knew she
though if
was
it was
gonna. I
kind
do
of weak
too.
sauce, she does get it. And we knew that she had it in her. And even Jamie was like, here's the thing. I knew you had it in you, and I'm still mad about it, but I appreciate you, and that's what matters. I want you to know that I knew you had, I didn't consider you like her. She's fucked up. You, I understood. You had it in you, and I appreciate you taking the time and realizing it because I could see it in your eyes. I knew that you wanted to, and I'm here for it. So thank you. And then
Right.
also Karina leaving because she was made to feel stupid. Yeah, Jamie is calling her stupid, talking about how empty her head is. She goes, talks
Yeah.
to a producer and says, she made me feel so stupid. Like I wouldn't raise my children to be like this. It's like, hey, baby, you don't got kids. How about we don't bring fictional fucking kids into this whole thing? How about you react as a human being right now and fucking listen to the goddamn words that Jamie is fucking saying to you, telling you that you hurt her, you betrayed your friend's trust and confidence for somebody who couldn't be fucked to show up. Go fuck yourself, Karina. Fuck
Mike, it's
yourself.
easier to cry. It's so much easier to just cry.
White woman tears.
Yeah, they solve every problem.
Pick a stay or leave, Lindsay. I know you gotta go.
Okay, I want Afina and Adrian to stay.
You're out of
I
your
want
fucking
them.
mind.
They're gonna.
I want them to stay. Nah,
Get the fuck
because
out of
I'm
here.
here for it now. Because Adrian has nothing to lose because he looks like such a piece of shit, and now he's barking at the right
What the
dogs.
fuck? Anyway, all right. Lindsay at Lindsay Adams is
Okay, I
popular on
love
all
you.
platforms except OnlyFans, in which case
Yes.
it's Lindsay Adams, but she doesn't do sex stuff. It's all
Yeah.
comedy. All right, get to your
Have a
show.
day.
Say hi to
Oh.
Bridenstine for us.
Okay. I love you guys.
Bye.
Make sure to say hi to
Bye.
Brido. Bye-bye. Okie
All right, now let's talk about Lindsay.
dokie.
Okay, can I say really quick though, the dinner party? Jeff's outfit is
Yes.
giving Dr. Evil. Yes?
Dr. Evil in the prison sequence of
Yeah, yeah,
Goldmember.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
You brought it up and I was like, hold on a
It's
second. Yes.
a, you know what?
Yes.
He pulls it off, but it is an awful outfit choice.
It's very funny that that's immediately what you thought of.
Was it the shiny one?
Was shiny? No, it was
It
just
was
like
like a gray
gray
jacket kind of thing.
ensemble.
Prison uniform.
You'll see it in the
Okay.
recap.
I kind of felt like, yeah.
Okay.
I'll say I think it's funny that Jackie got like no attention this week, basically. And it almost feels like you can feel her presence vibrating, waiting to be like, should I get up and make Ryan compliment me or say 10 nice things about me now? Or,
Well, I mean, she did the whole thing with the sex and the testosterone, and then she was given an ultimatum,
she
which
got
I
one
think
moment
she
this
is
week.
genuinely afraid of. She wants to be here, so I don't think she wants to fuck with it too much.
Yeah.
And then
She
all this
does.
drama with the other girls,
True the
I think she's just kind
ultimatum.
of like, well, this isn't really my stage. My stage is way more like making fun of Ryan,
Yeah.
so I'm not gonna dip my
Yeah.
toe in
It's
this.
so funny.
It's so bizarre watching all everybody's issues at all of, huh?
I wanted to bring up, you started to touch on it.
Yes,
And
please.
now,
Yes. Oh.
here we go.
Oh,
The only way to
yes. Oh,
win.
yes. The only way to win is to cry first, really, or to basically have to act like you're the scaredest, tiniest animal of all time. Like you have to like
Yeah,
cower
you're
in fear,
fragile.
essentially. Yeah, you have to make yourself appear more fragile than them, or you have to do it like you have to communicate in a way that's understood. And it's, I was having a conversation about this the other day because it's like I have a friend who talks about how she used to cry as a way of manipulating people. She didn't realize that she did it, and then becoming aware of it. But she's still trained to respond to crying in a certain way. So sometimes when she sees someone cry, she immediately takes their side, no matter, like it's just like natural. And I just feel like, yeah, if you're up against a skinny, pretty white woman, you have to cry first or act like you're really, really scared of her. And I respect the fact that Jamie did not do that, and she was just like gonna approach it the way that she did. But I was playing a very different game of chess in my brain while Jamie was doing her thing. I was like, no, girl, if you're trying to win.
Yeah.
But also then again, I don't think I would have ever been surprised at Karina choosing what she did,
Yeah.
right? Because it's just like, no, there's just certain things I might expect.
From
Yeah.
this type of person? Yeah.
From this type of a person, yes.
Yeah, I think that Karina is banking on getting a good edit
Yeah.
from
Oh
doing
yeah,
this.
she's never hurt anyone. Yeah. And it's like she has this version of herself in her mind, and it's like she can't even acknowledge the things that people that don't align with that, even when they're thrown in her face, because like
Truly.
Jamie explained perfectly why she was upset, and she was like, I don't understand why you're upset with me. And I love that Jamie was just like, get the fuck out of here, then what the hell's wrong
Yeah.
with you? Are you
Yeah.
dumb? I would have been too. It's like, what do you mean you don't understand? You're pretending like
What
you don't,
part of
because
it?
the option is you have to go clueless,
Yeah, so
clueless.
clueless. Please,
Yeah.
you're not that dumb.
She's clueless, 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 and then crying. It's like,
Yes.
what? Huh? I don't. And then tears. Jackie
Tears.
did. It's the exact same shit that Jackie did too.
Yeah.
Rhea has also
But
done it. I
Jackie
am.
cries
It's
so funny.
identical. It's identical. It's always the same. What? Literally like a friggin' child looking around like, I don't know what's going on. And then, oh shit, I'm caught. Tears. I
Because they're not
just
used to being held
get
accountable.
out of
I
here.
think that like Rhea, I don't know if I already said this, I'm
Yeah.
sorry if I did, but like
Go ahead.
she is pretty like, maybe she's anxious, maybe she's spineless, maybe she actually genuinely sees the error of her ways. I can't really tell, but like whenever she feels like she's just like
Yeah.
been pushed a little too far, she'll just apologize. She did it with Jackie when she didn't have to. When Jackie was like, you know what?
Oh,
Well, I take
true.
back
I
my
think the
apology and you need to apologize to me. And then re-apologized when she didn't have to. She did it.
I
And then she
think
does it here
I
too.
think the way she did it with
Peacekeeping.
Jackie, the way she did it with Jackie was more like, fine, I'm sorry. Does that make it
Yeah,
better?
but she still
Like,
did it. Yeah,
okay.
but she said
She
it. She
still,
still said
yes.
it.
But this time it
Yeah.
felt like more sincere. There was
But it
more to
took
it there. I do
Jamie
think that helped.
this is a real
So
apology.
here's my problem with Rhi. And like, I think of the two, Karina is the worst one for sure. But my
Oh,
problem
hands
is
down.
that like they had the cocktail party to just like talk to her. Either one of them, both of them together, it doesn't matter. One of them could like they could have talked to Jamie and squashed it right then and there, and it wouldn't have blown up. They were so worried and worried and worried about it blowing up. But like you had the opportunity when you said hello to her when she walked in to be like, hey, can we have a chat? And you could have had a chat and you could have heard her out then. Like, give your friend some credit. She's not
Yes.
like a fucking volcano. She's not gonna explode in your face. She like clearly is hurt,
Right.
and she clearly has been a
There
reasonable voice, a voice of reason this
it is.
whole time. Like, what are you doing? Talk to her. But they
And
didn't.
your voice
And
of
Rhi
reason too.
didn't come to Karina's defense, didn't talk at all during like that whole blow up with Karina. She just sat
Yeah,
there at the table,
nothing.
and then Jamie had to be like,
No.
hey, Re, so what's going on? And only
Yeah,
then did she
what's up?
finally like sort of
Can pipe up
apologize.
anytime.
I don't
Yeah.
love that.
I will say counterpoint to that is that they were still expecting Lauren to show up to the cocktails. So I bet part of it was like Karina banking on Lauren
Well,
being the lightning rod. And I think Rhi is so avoidant that she was doing the
they are
same.
definitely being
Or I
cowards
wouldn't
about
put it
it. Like
past
they
them.
wanted Lauren to walk in because Lauren was
Yeah.
their shield for the night. And Lauren knew that, and that's why she didn't
Yeah.
show up because she didn't give a shit about those girls. She didn't give a shit about
I
anybody, not
hope
even
they
Clint.
learn their fucking
Yeah.
lesson.
I just thought
No,
it was really
they
funny
don't give
that
a fuck
Clint
about
and her
them.
dressed up for their own little dinner party. Like, what the fuck? Psychotic.
Ugh.
They're so boring. It's just like, I hope you have fun sitting in a room being better than
Yeah.
everybody.
What's the fun in that?
Your question earlier of what do they do for fun is like, yeah, dude,
Judge
what
people.
do they
She
do
thinks
for
she's in
fun?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah. There is absolutely no way that Lauren is fun in bed. I just really felt the
Oh,
need to say
God,
that.
no.
Okay.
You think she sucks dick?
No.
There's not a chance.
There ain't no way.
I don't think her mouth would open enough. Her mouth only opens like 2 centimeters.
I think she's even the type of no kissing. What kissing? Ugh.
Yeah. She
I don't.
seems like she's grossed out by everything.
Yeah.
Maybe,
I
so
just
like, maybe she just like should be alone. I don't know. She kind of seems like she wants to be.
She does like being alone. She likes be but she wants to be a homemaker, and that to her is the ultimate marking of failure, is that she isn't.
But being a homemaker means being alone at home a lot. I don't
I
know.
think that's what she
I don't think
wants.
she wants a person. I think she
Yeah.
wants the idea of a husband because they're.
Yeah, she wants a husband who's off making the deals, out of the
Yeah.
house, so that she has the house and the life and.
Totally.
She seems like she'd be proud to carry Elon Musk's baby and like benefit from whatever that is.
Oh, you are 100% right, and that is deeply
Deeply
disturbing.
disturbing.
Yeah, it makes me really sick.
Clint does kind of remind me just
That
like
man,
visually of Elon Musk, and that
ugh,
annoys me to no end.
a little bit. In that he's an ugly dude and fucking sucks, and we should
Yeah, he's
do
got a bucket
some
for a head and
fucking.
like a lot of money. I don't know.
Ugh.
Oh,
Probably. I mean, I don't think Clint does so much ketamine, though, so I don't know.
yeah, true.
Well, we
I
don't
don't.
know.
Well,
We don't know. Maybe that's why they're all fucking loosey-goosey at the poolside talking
like
about
I said,
trolls.
Lauren's definitely on something. The freaking lithium stares. She looks like she's
That
getting
did
to
not
it.
occur to me
Yeah.
until you said that, but I think
You
you
said
nailed
it.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, she's always so perfectly flat. I mean, either that, I mean, really, she probably had a really fucked up
Yeah,
childhood.
maybe.
Like
Yeah,
she probably like
but
between her and her sister's behavior, there was definitely some type of substance abuse in the household. And her,
yeah.
if she's that separated from her emotions, definitely something she needed to
Well,
dissociate
she's
from.
cut off so many people from her life too. Like, that's definitely got to be something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
yeah.
She's
Villain
used
has
to
a
dissociating.
backstory.
That's why she's so good at going like, fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not
Nice.
interested. Yeah. She's still a bitch, but you know, I know trauma when I see it. Like, hey girl, I'm sorry about whatever led you being such a heinous bitch. But damn, you could choose to be a better person now.
True. Use that viciousness for comedy, honestly, because she can be funny. Lauren's made me laugh a couple times. I've defended her in the
She
past on
has.
this podcast, and I stand
Yeah,
by that because
can't
at the
do it.
time she was in the right. But
Made
girl, this
sense.
is not cute. This is not good behavior. Like,
Nah.
wow, you really think you're above it all, but honestly, like, use your powers
I
for
can't
good
wait.
instead of this. This is not cute.
The preview for next episode looks like she's gonna get a talking to, and it's not gonna matter. It's not gonna work. But, like,
No.
them addressing it alone should also be like, Jamie's right.
Because, like, Elliot got a talking to and came back
No.
and did change a little bit.
Yeah, but Elliot has shown some like contrition in some ways. Like, Elliot has shown us that he's like, yeah, you know what? I came into this like really much more closed off than I meant to, and I'm sorry. And I want to give it a real go with Veronica. And they did seem to like come back from it. And this bomb that got dropped on them was purely from Veronica. Again, it is wild to me that Elliot became a victim here, but this guy
Truly.
sucks so bad, and I don't want that for us. But like, here I am going justice for Elliot? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not happy with that. I don't like that at all. Lauren's getting a talking to, and Jamie's gonna be talked to about her fight style, which
Yeah.
here's the thing about the experts is like sometimes they'll be like in the right area and they will miss a point completely. And I think
Yeah.
here what they're gonna do to Jamie is just not fair. I think what they're gonna tell Jamie is like, you popped off and that was inappropriate or whatever. And apparently that's exactly what it was like at the girls' night because Veronica said it. But the thing is, we have proof that it wasn't like that. And
Yeah.
also, we have proof from the cocktail party and from the dinner party and from the fireside chat that Jamie articulated her point to everyone there. People nodding in agreement, people accepting what
Yeah.
she says, and anybody with ears and a fucking brain hearing that could piece together. This is a pretty good point. You're right. You
Jamie's like a
Right.
detective.
And she does
Yeah.
that. She's been so great at it. She presents a case like she's the lawyer in the
Yeah,
group.
she's the first one to be like, I think I figured it out. Lauren's a bitch. And she's right.
Yes, dude. She's absolutely correct. That was such a funny quote. I think it's like what I like about Jamie is that she does pinpoint what's happening. She lays it out plain and simple. And then when she's met with insults or she's met with somebody being feigning ignorance or anything like that, she'll just call it out. You know, she'll get insulted. She'll be like, who are you talking to? Or Karina will say like, I don't understand why you're so mad at me. And she's like, did you listen? She's like, I listened. I don't understand. Oh, so you're fucking stupid then. Because that's what a stupid person would fucking say. Is if they heard all of that and then they were like, I don't understand, then it'd be like, well, you heard it. You confirmed that you heard it. Did you not confirm that you heard it? Your Honor, let the record show that she confirmed that she heard it. Anyway, you're fucking stupid. If you heard it, you listen, you heard it, and you still don't understand why I'm mad at you and why I'm hurt by you, you're fucking stupid. You are a fucking
Because
dumb
Karina
bitch.
doesn't believe there's a world in which people can be mad at her. She's an empath.
Yo,
Yeah.
yeah, she is an empath. All this to say, I think what Mirena did at the commitment ceremony was hilarious, and
Oh, man.
I kind of, part of me does wish that everybody saw her walking in, and like she noticed her not getting the thing that she wanted, and part of me wishes TJ would have been like, "Do you want to do that again?" And we all kind of like clap and get excited for you, and she's like, "No, that'd be more embarrassing, actually."
That
That's what I kind of want. I
was
think
unhinged.
that is one of the I will never forget for the rest of my life. Mirena Farina of Married at First Sight Australia season 12. What kind of delusional world do you live in that you thought your return to a commitment ceremony after not showing up was going to be received with anything but oh, was she just taking a long shit?
I finally realized what it is. Like, this whole time I've been like, Miranda has like an energy that is really familiar to me, and it's because
Oh.
it, I think I've compared this to other people before, is it's like those people who are always like my enemies, they don't want to see me succeed, my ops, or kind of like how DJ Khaled's like, they don't want you to have an elevator in your house, that those kind of people.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you ever met those people who always have an enemy.
They're
There's
always talking about their
always like,
haters.
like I had some
The
dudes who were saying
haters.
like, they didn't want me to have my dream car. It's like, who the fuck is out here
Yeah.
spending, actually wasting energy hoping you don't get your dream car? I literally don't believe you,
Yeah.
right? The way Morena walked in and it was like, did you really think I was gonna let him have the last word? It's like, bitch, no, actually, we expected you to show up and talk about it like you signed up to do.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with
It's
you?
all in her head.
I will
Yeah.
refer to it's all in her head, and I
Such
will
a
refer
stage
to what
play.
Tony said at the dinner party prior to this commitment ceremony, which is, Mirena, she's a beautiful woman. You're absolutely gorgeous, but your personality gives me the shits, man.
He nailed
Your
it.
personality gives me the shits, man.
Yeah. We didn't even get an opportunity to
Incredible.
find out what's wrong with Tony because there's just so much going on with Mirena. at all
He's also
times.
fucked.
Oh, no one's gonna find out what's wrong with Tony but his next wife, and she is gonna be younger than him, and I am so sorry to
Much,
that
much
lady.
younger than him. And also,
Yeah.
he's not having that kid. I don't think he wants that kid for real. I think that
No,
was
he
him being
wants to be
like,
sugar
what's going
daddy.
to get her to
Let's be
leave?
honest with us, like with ourselves. He has
He wants to.
was or
I have
is
a
going to be
boat.
sugar daddy vibes all around him.
Yeah,
Yeah,
whatever.
100%. Yeah.
And
Yeah, he's got a
that's.
boat. Get some, yeah, get
Live your
some
life.
young things on a boat, Tony. You go
Whatever.
do
Go back
that.
to Wollongong.
Anyway,
Yeah.
I think it's time
Ugh.
to go to stay or leave. What do you think? Are we
Yeah,
did
let's
we
do
get it all
it.
out? Did we
I
all
want Paul and Karina
I think
to
so.
leave. I think they're obviously they're gonna stay, but
Yep.
I'm standing by it. I don't think they should be there anymore.
I wish they were forced to leave,
Yeah, me
but
too.
yeah,
I
I
wish they were
agree with
forced to
you.
leave on that couch, so that none of this would have even
Same.
happened,
Yep.
honestly. It shouldn't have been
Absolutely.
allowed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Kix, what about you? Who do you got for stay or leave?
I mean, I agree, Paul and Karina. I mean, before it was because they were boring, and now it's because, door punching,
Yep.
enabling
Yeah.
DV dynamics on TV, not my
Yeah.
favorite.
And
Yeah.
honestly, because they kept him around, I know this is like it's like a whole private thing, privacy issue thing, but like I kind of need to see the work that he's doing. I kind of feel like if he's gonna
Yeah.
be kept in this experiment, we need to see like what are the steps that he's being told to take. Because like
Yes.
otherwise, what we see is him just drinking and hanging out with the boys and being quiet. Like, no, come
Yep.
on.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
agree. That's a good point. Yeah, because they talked about him doing
Yeah.
something. So
So prove it.
show it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
I
think I
totally
would
agree.
like for Lauren to say leave and Clint to say stay, and then they leave the next week
Oh.
anyway because Lauren isn't gonna stay and she's gonna pull what Elliot pulled, and then Clint is gonna be like, "Well, I thought we had a chance and she blocked my number," and then Clint just goes home because we told you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other couples, I mean, I could not give less of a shit about Karina and Paul. I think Afina and Adrian should not be together, but look, if he dicks you down like you want, and he's never gonna give a shit about your kid, Afina. He is not a good person. And he runs his own fan accounts. The man is not well. Yo, fuck Adrian. But like Afina, come on, man. Ree and Jeff, I'm legit, I am rooting for you guys, but Ree, you step up. Come
Yeah,
on,
be nicer
yeah.
to
Back
Jamie,
home,
both of you, honestly.
Jackie. Keep being nuts. Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. Ryan and
Oof.
Jackie. I just want more insanity from them. Absolutely blindside me with the levels of stupidity.
With them, it's just like,
I can't wait.
oh, never-ending
Oh, yeah.
supply. I think that, like, I wonder, I
Yeah.
think maybe Jackie will write leave because she doesn't like the ultimatum that Ryan gave her.
Maybe.
And Ryan's gonna write stay
Yeah.
because
he
Oh.
doesn't see
Yeah.
anything wrong with it. And it's gonna be great.
Yeah. Huge. I also think
Oh,
that
yeah.
Beth and TJ are going to go the distance. I like them for each other. And I think I'm seeing more sides
Yeah,
of
they're
TJ I
good.
like. I'm seeing more sides of Beth I like. I think they're going to be fine. Veronica and Elliot, they're going to stay, but I need to see that. I need to see what the fuck is up. I think they might
Yeah.
not stay even. I don't even know. They're up in the air for me. That fucking last bomb dropped. Yo, Jamie had every right. And honestly, part of me was like, oh shit, this is how you're doing this? Fuck yes.
If this is wrong, I don't want to
Boom.
be right.
Get him.
Blow it up, girl.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they were all counting on her to
Yeah.
comply.
Yes.
But shout out to TJ and shout out to Dave. Honestly, the men in this
Yeah.
experiment have,
Yeah.
at this retreat, kind of given me some hope for humanity because
Surprisingly.
you don't usually see them in this
Yeah.
experiment like coming to the aid of like anyone. And they're doing it. They're actually
Yeah.
talking to each other and having deeper, meaningful conversations and
Yay.
like coming to the defense of other
And
people,
asking
and it's
themselves,
great.
what are we gonna do? Yeah.
It's almost
Yeah.
always like the emotional
Yeah.
labor is up to the women, and this season it's not just that.
There's a handful of the guys.
I think particularly shout out TJ and Dave because they are the ones
Yeah.
spearheading that kind of thing. They the amount of
Yeah.
times that Dave has spoken up, I is already like more than most seasons get the men to talk about feelings.
Yeah. Every time he's on screen, he said, I like him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time he's always saying something nice or emotionally intelligent. I'm just like, can we get him on tape saying just like one kind of weird thing.
Yeah. And
Something kind of shape,
Dave?
no?
It'll
Our
never
sweet boy
happen.
Chris Mejia would say to be careful because, you know, Chris is definitely being like, this man is doing what I would consider the bare minimum, and he's showing up, which is good and what's and but I don't want to get too attached because they usually save the big bad edit for the end where something big happens or comes up.
Break my heart, why don't
And
ya?
I don't want that. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But Chris would warn you. Speaking of Chris, you can find him at Chris Mejia Comedy and at Topher Mejia on TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, maybe Blue Sky. Chris Mejia Comedy is his link tree. Just make sure to follow that. Kix, where would you like people to follow you?
I mean, on Instagram, I guess, at K's for Kickass, but
Yep. That's where you're at. You got,
so
you know.
humble.
So, you know, I don't know what you want people to check out. You tell us. You don't have to say anything if you don't feel like.
I hadn't really thought of anything, so nothing right now.
At
Enjoy your
K's for
night.
Kickass then. Andrina, where can people find
You can
you?
check out my comics at Banana Moon Comics on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, probably Reddit. And you can see my personal and comedy page on Instagram at Andrina Learmonth. I guess I have a website too. I never plug
Okay.
that.
Yeah.
I have websites. They're not
AndrinaLearmonth.com.
interesting. Don't worry about
Yeah.
it.
I'm Mike Carrozza, MikeCarrozza on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky,
I have Blue
fucking all of
Sky.
it. Less,
Not
yeah, Blue
Twitter.
Sky mainly, less on Twitter. Yeah, I don't
Delete your
really touch
Twitter,
Twitter much
Michael.
anymore. I mean, and it's, I get a lot of news on there, I'm not gonna lie.
Send us an
I
email.
we got comedy. Send us an email at stareleavemaths@gmail.com
And tell
if you
Mike to
want
delete
us
his
to
Twitter.
read your email. Don't do that. But also,
No.
if you're in Montreal, you message me for comedy shows because I've got a couple in March and in April. Andrina and I are showcasing for the Just for Laughs Festival, April 26th. So make sure you get your tickets at the Kickback Comedy Just for Laughs Showcase. We'll send you links if you don't have them. That'll do it. Good night,
Yay.
everybody. Take care.
Well, let's get to the decision. Stay or leave.
Chaos!